Good evening, folks. You're tuned to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. The name of this show is Easy Ed's Variety Hour. That's 2 hours of hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, and 50s, early 60s rock and roll. Broadcasting here from the beautiful campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. And it is so good to be here with you folks. Happy 2016. Our first show of the new year, and we're moving into the 10th year of Easy Ed's Variety Hour, so I can't believe I'm still here, frankly. If you would like to get in touch during the show, the number for the WMFO listener line, 617-627-3800, or you can go to the Facebook page for Easy Ed's Variety Hour. Alex is helping me out in the studio tonight. Perhaps he will help me out by answering the phones. Let's go! And before we officially get started, I want to welcome all our loyal listeners, as well as new listeners, and whether you're listening to the show live or as a podcast, thank you for listening. Starting it off tonight, we got a nice greasy rocker, Bobby Lawler, Bad Bad Boy. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
Honey, it's your lover boy, me, that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop.
Well, the bopping at the high school hop. Taking at the high school hop.
Oh, people, high school hop.
Rocking at the high school hop.
Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing,
bobbing at the high school hop.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the sugar, shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and light. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, sweet mama, let's burn off both my shoes. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm and my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, just jumping at the high school hop, we're rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go.
Well, you treat me mean, you done me no good. I'm gonna live in this neighborhood, cause you don't rock me.
You don't rock me.
No, you don't rock me anymore. Well, you take my money, you take my blues.
hot water when she says take 10. I know I had an order, but you got plenty more. Home in a can, she certainly lies to her lover man. She wants to love, 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 love.
Jerry DeMar with Lover Man, Ford Records, 1957. And before that, it was the Moon Stompers from Sweden with You Don't Rock Me. It comes from their Enviken Records disc entitled Many, Many Miles or Many Miles Away. And I think that disc is from 2008. I don't know too much about that band, but what a rockin' track, the Moon Stompers. The Killer in there with High School Confidential, Sun Records, 1958. And we started the show tonight with Bobby Lawler, Bad Bad Boy, on the Benton label from 1958 also. And a big hello to Julie and Tony and Melissa Jean, Frank, Robert, and everyone else who's listening right now. It's great that you're here with us. And we're going to get your weekend off in high gear, folks. Hope you're planning something fun. All right, coming up, we have another track by a very exciting band from England called The Retrobates. And that's coming up in just a second here. The Retrobates on Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
Sad, and you're making me blue. You're making me cry.
But if you should ever leave me, I guess I would lay right down here and die, yeah, yeah, little girl. Yeah, little girl. Oh, little girl, you mean more to me than all of this whole wide world. I remember, I hope you loved the days when I said, little girl, I sure love you. Now you spoil me with your love and your kisses, and nobody else will do. Little girl, someday we're gonna get married and raise a family. What if you should ever leave me? What a sad little boy I'd be for the rest of my life, little girl. Well, little girl, uh-huh. Oh, little girl, you mean more to me than all of this whole wide world.
Carl McVoy with Little Girl, recorded in 1958 but not originally issued. Great rockin' track there, Carl McVoy. And before that, we had Bobby Lord with Beautiful Baby, came out on the Columbia label in 1956. And we started that set with the Retrobates and their version of Don't You Be Gone Long. And you can check those guys out on Facebook. They have a couple things out on vinyl, and looking forward to getting more tracks from those guys in the future. Excellent band from England. Yes, you can find them on Facebook, and you can find us on Facebook, too, if you want to shoot us a message during the show. I'll be checking Facebook for Easy Ed's Variety Hour a couple times during the broadcast. Pastels tearing it up in the background. All right, coming up next, we're heading over to Finland with a live track recorded at the Big D Roundup in 2014. Here are Spud and Nick with the Roughshods and their version of Mama's Little Baby.
cheat on dreaming.
Oh, I went down to Tennessee. Yes, I went down to Tennessee. What did I see in Tennessee? I saw a place where dancers meet. I swear I saw the dancing's feet. You never heard
little old you, said just one.
blue.
On the Brunswick label from 1959, Wayne Walker, Little Ole You. We're going to send that one out to Poison Ivy. We're missing you here in the studio tonight. And before that, Bobby Helms with a Tennessee Rock and Roll, Decca Records, 1956. We'll send that one out to Brian. He's got a little dance party going on in his kitchen. Thanks, Brian. We started the set with Spud and Nick and the Roughshods with their version of Mama's Little Baby. It comes from a compilation entitled The Big D Roundup on the Goofin record label. And that was recorded in Finland live at the Big D Jamboree. The Big D Roundup, excuse me, in 2014. That's a Junior Thompson song. And I want to thank Kekka for sending that CD and record over to me. It's beautiful. Thanks very much. I'm really enjoying it. Well, folks, it isn't Gene Vinton's birthday. It's actually Elvis's birthday, and we'll get to Elvis later on. But no special date is needed to celebrate the great rock and roll of Gene Vincent. And, you know, he's one of the greatest rockers ever. And I'm going to play one of his rockers right now. And that's followed up by, let's see, I've got a short interview, a little excerpt to play with Gene. But first the song, it's Gene Vincent, Pretty Pretty Baby on Easy Ed's Variety Hour. Coming right up.
Let's have a little for her, baby.
Pretty, pretty, baby.
For her, baby.
Pretty, pretty, baby.
For her, baby. I never seen a gal like you. Yeah. I was dancing across the floor, said, how long you been around? I never knew a gal like you was living here in town. Pretty, baby.
Pretty, pretty, baby.
Pretty, little baby.
Pretty, pretty, baby.
Pretty, little baby. I think I'm gonna fall for you. Yeah. You look at me surprised and said, now we'll wait and see. You better realize what the right hand will be. My pretty, pretty baby, you're the only one who can leave with that. The night until the sun began to shine, I pulled my pretty baby up and told me she was mine. Pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby.
Pretty baby. By the way, what's your name? Baby, you're for me. She looked at me surprised. Said, now we'll wait and see. You better realize, keep the right as I see. My pretty, pretty baby, you're the only one for me. We were dancing the night until the sun began to shine. I pulled my pretty baby up and told me she was mine. Pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby. By the way, what's your name? Have a little fun. Pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
Pretty, pretty baby.
A pretty baby. I never seen a gal like you.
Hello, Gene.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, you look great.
Thank you very much.
Last
very
time
nice
I
to be
saw
here.
You, Gene, was about in the late 50s when you were traveling through St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, yes, yes.
With the Blue Caps.
Yes, I remember.
And you're back and you're working. Things have been exciting during the past 3 years. You were telling me about England.
Yes, sir. I've been to England quite a few times, actually. I lived over there for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And met quite a few of the rock and roll fans over there, and they're very enthusiastic, I must say.
You know, the rock revival is starting all over again, as far as music of the late 50s.
Well, it seems that way, actually,
yeah.
Yes. I know it's... here in the United States, as I told you, I just come from Minneapolis, and gee, we just packed them in down there, you know.
Oh, you did a show there?
Yeah. And, well, I've been to quite a few places, and they everything's just been great, you know.
Do you still call the group the Blue Caps?
No, usually I'm just by myself with a supporting band, mm-hmm. You see.
Gene, you've picked up an English accent.
Many people have told me. I was hoping I wouldn't, but I suppose I have. You know,
when I talked to you on the phone, you know, I didn't recognize you. But after living there for a few years, it shows.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Virginia, actually. I had a southern accent before then, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go back, Gene, and bring a record on the turntable that brings back memories not only to the people listening, but the summer of 56 was the first summer I bought a guitar after hearing this.
Oh,
Bebopalula.
That's a compliment. Thank you very much.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, my baby, my baby.
Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teams. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mind my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock! She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more, more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Well, there's one that doesn't really need an introduction, but I'm going to introduce it because they ask us to. Here at WMFO, Gene Vincent, Bebopalula, Capitol Records, 1956. And before that, we had a little excerpt from an interview from 1968. Jim Pewter, a radio DJ, was interviewing Gene Vincent. Those were not particularly great years for Gene Vincent, 1968, late 60s, but he... You know, I still would have loved to have seen him back then. We started that set with Gene and from Capitol Records, 1957, Pretty Pretty Baby. All right. How y'all doing out there tonight? I hope everybody is getting ready to have some fun this weekend. Got some rockin' tunes to help you get that started. Let's see. I got a couple announcements, but I'm going to hold off on those. Instead, let's bop a little bit. Here's Don Woody.
Well, I went to my baby on bended knee. I said, baby, 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 will you marry me? She said, sorry, daddy, but what can I say? I found a new love just the other day, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Well, I pleaded and I begged, nearly out of my mind. I said, baby, 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 girls are hard to find. She said, sorry, daddy, but try to understand. I'm going with the cutest guy in the land. And you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Now my heart was broken and I felt so blue. I said, baby, 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 does it make me through? She said, sorry, daddy, but can't you take a hint? My guy's got money, more than a mint. And you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Day that my baby, baby, baby had gone away. She took all his money and she left him flat. And let me tell you, people, I'm so glad that I was barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me.
Sleeping in your bed last night, did you hear the rock and roll when you turned out the light? Did you hear it, pretty baby, all night long? Or did you hear it, pretty baby, to the tune of a rock and roll song? Or could you see me, baby, in your arms so tight when you were in bed all by yourself last night, just a rocking and a rolling all night long? Or just a swinging and a swinging to a bop, bop, bopping song. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a baby. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a fella. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a baby. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a fella. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a baby. On and on. Get you, baby, like you did me. Or did they get you, pretty baby, like you did the folks in Tennessee? Sleep, rock a roll, rock a baby. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a fella. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a baby. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a fella. Sleep, rock a roll, rock a baby. All night.
I know you ain't doing right by me. picking your fruit from another tree. All right. That's all right with me. Well, you told me you could get another man in a minute. You opened your mouth and put your big foot in it. All right. Ooh, all right. Well, it's all right, baby. That's all right with me. Well, it's all right with me if I don't know about it. You tell me I'm your baby, I'm beginning to doubt it. I give me a fist to put an end to your fun. I wanna do just anything else. Well, you told me that you were so wrong. You want me back, just come on home. All right. Ooh, all right. Yeah, well, it's all right, baby. That's all right with me. It's all right now, let's get it. I don't know about it. You tell me I'm your baby, I'm beginning to doubt it. I give me a fist to put an end to your fun. The things I wanna do just ain't been done. Oh, you told me that you were so wrong. You want me black, just come on home. All right. Ooh, all right. Yeah, have it your way, baby. Oh, that's all right with me. That's all right.
Johnny Nace, You Got the Blues, came out on the Jan record label in 1958. And before that, Eddie Clendenning with his version of That's All Right, and that comes from his CD entitled Eddie Clendenning Is the Rage of the Teenage on the Worm Tone record label. And that is from 2005. He's got several CDs. They're all really, really good. In fact, he's got a new one that I have not heard yet, but I think it's Home Recordings. Looks really interesting. Eddie Clendenning. And a couple of boppers there. Alvis Wayne, Sleep Rock a Roll, Rock a Baby on the Westport label from 1957. And starting off with Don Woody, You're Barking Up the Wrong Tree on the Decca label from 1957. And folks, a couple of shows I'd like to tell you about on the 26th of February, next month. We'll have a big farewell show for Jittery Jack and Miss Amy. They're not going away. They're just heading out on tour for 5 weeks. 5 weeks all over the United States, Jittery Jack and Miss Amy. And we're going to wish them well on the 26th of February at O'Brien's in Alston. On the bill also is Cactus Attack, The All Writers, and I'll be spinning records that night. So you want to be sure to check that one out. That's the 26th of February, the Jittery Jack and Miss Amy farewell show before they head out on tour at O'Brien's in Alston. And much sooner. In fact, this coming Wednesday, the 13th of January, I will be spinning records over at Brass Union in Somerville, Union Square, with my good buddy PJ Eastman. We get started at 8 o'clock. Hope to see you there. That's this coming Wednesday at Brass Union. And it is time now, folks, for a public service announcement. You want to remember to protect your pet during winter cold weather. In many areas, winter is a season of bitter cold and numbing wetness. Make sure your four-footed family members stay safe and warm by following these simple guidelines. The best prescription for winter's woes is to keep your dog or cat inside with you and your family. The happiest dogs are taken out frequently for walks and exercise, but kept inside the rest of the time. Don't leave pets outdoors when the temperature drops. During walks, short-haired dogs may feel more comfortable wearing a sweater. No matter what the temperature is, wind chill can threaten a pet's life. So pets are sensitive to severe cold and are at risk for frostbite and hypothermia during extreme cold snaps. So exposed skin on noses, ears, paws, pads, all of that can quickly freeze, and your pet can really suffer from that. So take care of your pets in the winter. Keep that dog in the house unless you're taking him for a walk. Winter in New England always reminds me of this one. Here's Roy Sludge.
For all you big and burly men who roll the trucks along, better listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You have really got it made if you haul in goods any place on earth but those Haynesville woods. There's a stretch of road way up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in those woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Now when you're loaded on potatoes and you're headed down, you gotta drive the woods to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, better check it over twice. That Haynesville road is just a ribbon of ice. There's a stretch of road way up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in those woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off, there'd be a tombstone every mile.
What the hammer?
Now when you're talking talking to some trucker that's been hauling goods down that stretch of road in Maine they call the Haynesville Woods. He'll tell you that dying and going down below won't be half as bad as that road of ice and snow. There's a stretch of road way up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in those woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile.
tuned to WMFO in Medford. And that was Rusty Steele and the Startones with Gas Up My Hot Rod Stoker. That comes from a CD entitled Café à la Rock on the Western Star record label. See, before that, we had Evelyn Harleen and Casey Clark's band doing I Want to Be Free on the Sage and Sand label from 1957. And a nice little hillbilly number before that, Dale Oliver and Paul Height and the Western Cousins with Waiting for Your Love. Came out on the Joyce label in 1965. We started that set with Roy Sludge singing with his band, a band that's not currently active called The Coachman. And he was doing his signature tune there, Tombstone Every Mile. And I don't know when that was recorded, probably in the early 2000s. It was an unreleased recording. And go see Roy Sludge whenever humanly possible. He is an excellent performer, and you can see where he's going to play by going to roysludge.com. He's got a show coming up at Sally O'Brien's on the 16th of January at 6 p.m., and he's going to be with Jim Scopa on guitar and Johnny Shasha on bass. They start at 6 p.m. and they play till 8:30. That's the 16th of this month at Sally O'Brien's. Jimmy Rivers and the Cherokees playing in the background. But I say it is high time we flip that R&B switch, folks. We're going to roll like a big wheel in a Georgia cotton field with Big Joe Turner. Thank you.
state of California, if it's like to know. I want a little girl to be all mine in the winter time. When the rain starts raining and the snow starts snowing, you reach up, turn on your radio. Look out, Jack, you better take it slow, cause the chicks are raring to go. When you reach under the bed, grab a jug, take a little nip, get ready to mug. Look at your gal, you kiss her and you send her, make a holler, make a holler. As a muggin, shoot the liquor to me, John boy. Take a tip from me, she's sweet and my sophronia bee.
Kid Thomas with You Heard What I Said on the Transcontinental label from 1960. And maybe Jenkins before that with Jump With My Baby on the Flash record label from 1957. Calvin Bowes before that with Sophronia B. And that was out on the Aladdin label in 1950. Billboard said in the June 10th issue, 1950, that the record reached number 9 in the most played jukebox rhythm and blues record chart on that date. And then it sunk like a stone. It never came back onto the charts. And that was his only charting record, which is really a shame. Calvin Bowes had a lot of great stuff. Sophronia B. We started that set with Big Joe Turner, Honey Hush, on the Atlantic label from 1953. Wow, that's scorching stuff in the background there. Hank Moore, something called Part Time. All right, up next we have The Johnny Otis Show.
Start spinning round and round. more. You ruined my life. God, are you causing me strain and strife? Won't do you no good to sit and pout. Hole in my heart and all my life we got up.
Escarita with Hole in My Heart on the Capitol label, 1959. Such a great rocker. Jittery Jack used to do that one live, but I don't think I've ever heard another band cover that in a show. It's a great one, too. I would cover that if I had a band. Escarita. And before that, Tender Slim, I'm checking up on the Herald label from 1962. And on the Shad label from 1959, Leslie Harris, I Hung My Head and Cried. And we started that little set with the Johnny Otis Show, Good Golly, on the Capitol label from 1957. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s, early 60s rock and roll. Thank you all for listening, tuning in tonight. We got another half hour to go, and I'm going to pack it with music. All right, coming up, very excited about this next one. A recent acquisition of mine. We're going to send this one out to Carl. I don't know if he's listening tonight, but if he is, this one's for him. The Trademarks. Baja Reba. right, folks, that was Howie Casey and the Seniors with Twist at the Top. And before that, Mackie Beers and the Rockets with That Gem on the Mark record label from 1962. That was a little 45 reissue that we heard tonight. And instrumental greatness starting off that set, the Trademarks with Baja Reba on the Jubal label, 1963. And playing in the background right now is a LP that I picked up while I was away for the holidays, doing a little record shopping down on the eastern shore of Maryland. It's a junk store, and I found this LP entitled Chicken Twist Volume 2, and each side of this album is a nonstop 20-minute twist instrumental, and the whole idea is, yes, it's just for practicing the twist at home, or perhaps dancing the twist at a party or something, but the album cover says, if you quit twisting before this record ends, you're chicken. That's some very nice steel back there. All right, we have Alex coming up now with a public service announcement about emergency preparedness. Is that right? All right, take it away, Alex.
It's storm season, with the power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarkets and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm in the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right, thanks, Alex. All right, folks, coming up now, we have, what do we have? Darwin Nelson, Lazy Lou. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
Sweet love, well, drive me out of my mind. All right, anything you say.
got some more thrift store sounds in the background there. This is the Playboys with the Boston Hop from an LP entitled Wild Wild Twist, recorded live at the Elmira Club in Wildwood, New Jersey, sometime in the early 60s. But that last song we heard in that set was Carmen Gia and the Hot Rods with their version of Blackjack. Man, can that woman sing. What a great version of that song. Carmen Gia and the Hot Rods. It's from 2012. They have a new one out that I do not have yet, but I'll get it for you. We had Baker Knight in there with Hungry for Love on the Checker label, 1962, and we started that set with Darwin Nelson and the Blazemakers, Lazy Lou, on the Tech label from 1959. All right, we're going to keep things moving along. Here are Jack and the Real Deals.
till I do come and take my baby away. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't lay with me. Well, I saw you walking with him just the other night, and I almost slipped when I saw you squeeze him tight. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Don't you remember all the things that we used to do before he came along and looked at you? Don't you remember when you said you loved me so? Baby, now please don't go. Well, I don't know exactly just what I'm gonna do, because if you like him, and I know that he likes you. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Yeah, let's go on. Well, I don't know exactly just what I'm gonna do, because if you like him, and I know that he likes you. Well, come on, baby, now wake up. All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Well, come on, baby, don't break up with me.
Folks, we're starting to wrap things up here on Easy Ed's Variety Hour, but I'll tell you what we heard there. Ray Smith doing his version of Break Up. Recorded at Sun Records in 1958, but not issued at that time. The great Ray Smith. Monty Olive before that with Mary Lee came out on 1968 on the JJ's record label. Monty Olive. And Jack and the Real Deals from their CD that came out last year entitled Chain Gang Blues. The track we heard tonight was I Got Love. Excellent stuff there. Jack and the Real Deals. Transitioning into our Time to Leave music. But before we leave, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Elvis Presley. It's his birthday today. Born January 8th in 1935, passed away August 16th, 1977. And folks, you want to be sure to stick around for Edward. He's making his way into the studio. He's got another 2 hours of great music coming up. And I want to thank Alex once again for helping out in the studio tonight. And remind you once again, folks, that I will be spinning records at Brass Union this coming Wednesday night, the 13th of January at 8 o'clock, 8 to closing. Brass Union, along with my good buddy PJ Eastman. Hope to see you there. 21 plus, no cover, good times at Brass Union. All right, here's Elvis. Folks, we'll see you next time. Happy 2016. I hope your year is off to a good start. We'll see you next time.
remains divine, come what may. Even though we're miles apart, you're living in my lonely heart. At night the teardrops start and all the long, long day. I got your picture near me, I said you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind, and you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you on what may. Each night and day. Bear in mind, you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you, come what may. And I'll be here with you, come what may.